dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime. We'd sing another chorus, but we ain't got the time. Back to MMA Lockup.
Welcome back to MMA Lockup. I'm Chris Matthews, alongside co-host Ennis Barger. We just got through talking UFC 146 and had the pleasure of speaking with Kenny Johnson. Guy's always fun to talk to, Ennis, and he disagrees with you. He thinks Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos is a bad fight. He agrees with me. He thinks Fabricio Werdum a much better matchup for Junior Dos Santos. How do you like them apples?
Well, I don't like those apples at all, Chris. And obviously, Kenny Johnson just went down in my book as far as his level of judgment. I mean, there's no other explanation. He may actually have been drinking.
No, he was sober.
No, I think he was drinking.
He's good friends with Daniel Cormier, so he don't have anything against wrestlers for sure, and sure as hell don't have anything against guys under 5'10", which we know Daniel Cormier is a big 5'9".
He may very well be a big 5'9". I don't think Kenny Johnson's probably any taller than Daniel Cormier, is he? I mean, looking at the pictures, I don't think he's a tall guy, is he?
You're going to find out when he comes up here and whoops your ass here this summer.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Have we gotten the insurance worked out?
And we're getting that worked out as we speak. Obviously, you've got to get that through the radio station. And that's something that I'm sure we can accommodate.
Yeah, that's good. Otherwise, I may have to have vacation during that time. I may go on tour like Bieber did when he assaulted someone, and I don't know.
Well, here's a little bit of advice. If you do it, go international because we'll find you.
Fantastic. I will. I may end up having to team up with Dana White. You know, he's going to be having surgery soon. Did you read about this?
I've heard a little bit about it. Why don't you inform me?
He's got this thing called Meniere's disease. Evidently something to do with the inner ear. So you're walking around. This may be what's wrong with Kenny. He may not have been drinking. He may have Meniere's disease. But it makes you lose all balance. It's almost like you've got motion sickness. They throw up, all those kind of things.
Like vertigo?
Very similar to vertigo. Vertigo's part of that. And so it's a fluid in the inner ear kind of thing, but...
Kind of like if you cut a cat's whiskers off.
I've never done that. I've never done that, Chris.
Me neither.
Sure. Sure you haven't. No, anyway, Dana White missed his first event in 11 years. He'd been there with stomach flu. He'd been there with all kinds of other problems. Couldn't make it. And supposed to be having some surgery. They're saying he's not going to have surgery. Evidently, he may go to China and have shark urine shot into his ear for all we know. But he said he's going to get better. So anyway, good luck to Dana White. Without even having to get hit, he's got some of that same issues that Mir ran into with Dos Santos.
Well, we don't have much time. We have the Ultimate Fighter finale main event to call. I'm going to get your predictions. Martin Kampman, Jake Ellenberger, who do you have?
I'm taking Jake Ellenberger in this fight. I think he's got a lot of things going on right. I think Kampman has squeaked by on a couple fights. He's been pretty good, and he's fought top-notch competition, but I don't know. Something tells me Ellenberger's taking this one.
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go Martin Kampman. I like the way he throws those bombs. I think he's going to hit them. But more than anything, I'm doing it because you're picking Ellenberger.
What, did Kenny Johnson tell you to take Martin Kampman?
Kenny Johnson's a wrestler. Do you really think he told me to get Kampman? There's no way. It would have been Ellenberger all the way. But, yeah, he expects Ellenberger to do quite well, as you heard in the previous interview. But I'm going to go against you and Kenny, Martin Kampman, in the decision.
Well, suddenly I think Kenny's right on target. What do you know? I like his judgment.
He's not drunk anymore, is he?
No, he's sobered up.
Don't have vertigo anymore.
No vertigo. No vertigo here.
Well, folks, it's been fun. For Ennis Barger, I'm Chris Matthews. If you're the last one here, turn out the lights and lock it up. The show.